The two UN agencies anticipate that more than 200,000 people will need emergency health services in the coming weeks as more areas of Mosul become accessible. They will include nearly 40,000 people who will require urgent interventions and hospital care, as well as 8,000 pregnant women who will need assistance with deliveries and newborn care. Françoise Guarayeb is the UN Population Fund's deputy director in Iraq.
We're really pushing towards Mosul because people are not able to go out. So those who are out and are in camps, so we're giving services in the camps, the reproductive health services, mobile clinics, reproductive health clinics, and mobile delivery rooms. And with that, we give the medicine, the equipment, and we train the providers. And we have also adapted our training to allow people to, you know, be very efficient and come just one day. And that is because we also there are security concerns.
UNFPA and the World Health Organization are also restoring services at the main primary health care clinic in eastern Mosul. They have also positioned mobile medical units and delivery units to ramp up services for trauma injuries and complicated births. Deanne Penn, United Nations.